Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Erio's original.
I'm Leslie Arfin, and this is my show, Filling the Void, a show where I get to know my friends better by talking to them about the things that bring them pure joy, also known as their hobbies. Today, our guest is Jolie. Jolie is my friend. I'm also going to tell you something else about Jolie. She is my sponsor. And by sponsor, I mean that she is my AA sponsor. And by AA sponsor, I mean AA is Alcoholics Anonymous, of which I am a member, and Jolie is somebody who has taken me through the book. And I say that only because, you know, I like to be like transparent with you guys, but this episode in no way has anything to do with AA. That's the context in which I know Jolie. We're talking not about AA. We're talking about pickleball. And Jolie just picked up this sport and it sort of changed her life. And also, like, pickleball, it's a funny sounding name for a thing. Oh, also, while we were doing the interview, there were some neighbors who had their lawnmower going. You might hear some like white noise or a little hum, but I hope that it's not too bothersome. But I just wanted to warn you, spoiler alert. Lawnmower. I really hope that you guys love this episode and love Jolie. She is fucking badass and I'm so grateful to know her, and she changed my life and continues to, and I'm pretty sure I changed her life too. Although she would admit that, but in a much more subtle way. Jolie is here to talk about pickleball, but I also want to say, are we allowed to talk about how we know each other?
Oh, yeah.
Jolie is my AA sponsor, but at the level of press, radio, and film, what does that mean?
So that's a different meaning. We don't represent AA.
Yeah, we just happen to be in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not like speaking about it for the public. That's how we know each other.
Just our experience. Yeah, that's how we know each other.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Jolie is my sponsor, step guide, also like my homie.
That's
now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My friend.
Yep. That's right.
And so when I first met you, you were not playing pickleball. And that was 5 years ago?
Yeah, I didn't start playing pickleball until towards the end of COVID.
Would you say that you had a hobby before pickleball?
Yeah. Like, I was a avid runner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, interesting.
But I hate running. But I would run these ultra marathons.
Wait, that's so crazy.
It's crazy.
You hated it?
Hated it.
Then how did you even do it?
Like, because I have a high tolerance for suffering. That's the only way you can run something like that, is if you have a high threshold for suffering, which I have.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, do it and to hate it, it's like a really, really high.
The only thing that I loved was crossing the finish line.
Totally.
And getting a medal. I love a medal.
Oh my God. I love a medal.
I love a trophy.
I think I've gotten one trophy my whole life.
I have
life.
So many now.
Oh my God.
It's really exciting.
From pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play sports when you were growing up?
So growing up, I was a dancer. Which I have also revisited lately. We can talk about that. It is my new...
You know, that's my passion.
No, I am so excited about I've been taking contemporary jazz class.
Where?
At a couple of different places. In Eagle Rock at the Live Arts.
Been there.
Yeah.
Took ballet.
Yeah. And also Athletic Garage. And then over here at Studio A.
Love Studio A. Wait, yeah. Who's your teacher?
Danny.
Love Danny.
No, he...
We danced once in his jazz class to the Sex and the City theme song.
Dude, okay.
It's hard. He's hard.
He's so cute.
He is so... Wait, he's not the... Am I thinking he's not the gay one?
He is gay.
Yes, okay.
But also him. Super hot.
He is, yeah.
And so, yeah, he's my dance teacher.
Wait. I love this.
No, it is so fun.
It is the best.
It is the best. And I thought, like, I'm too old. And never. That is actually how I fell into yoga.
Mm.
I fell into yoga. I fell into running because I quit smoking. And I was like, I'm not going to get fat.
Totally.
Yeah. So I started running and, you know, like a 5K turned into a 10K turned into a half marathon, turned into a marathon, turned into an ultra marathon.
I mean, even a 5K, it's like, I can't even do a 1K.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a K?
A K is a kilometer.
And what is 1K? A mile or like a...
No.
It's like three?
No, like a 5K is a 3 mile. 3.1 mile.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can probably not do a mile.
Yeah. I mean, well, interesting enough, with running, the first 3 miles are the hardest.
Yeah.
So anything beyond that is actually going to be easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Because you're just kind of like, you know, trying to work it out. Like your body's trying to figure it out, your breathing, like all of that.
Yes.
So I started running like crazy. And then I started doing yoga because my body was hurting so much from running.
Right.
Yeah. And then I really loved yoga. And yoga did for me what dance did for me. But I thought, I'm too old to dance. Like I can't, you know, like I've missed the boat there.
I had no idea we had this in common.
Oh my God.
So in high school, I danced also.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
Yes, I was.
Well, you should come to Danny's class with me.
I will.
Every Friday I go.
So I danced all throughout high school, dance team, kick line, dance classes, everything. Then I stopped because I went to college. I started doing drugs. I started drinking.
Same. Yeah.
And I'm not going to be a professional dancer. So like, who cares? Like if I can't be the best, then like,
forget
what's
it.
The point? Right. Mm-hmm. Didn't dance for years, 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 except like at the club.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And like loved going out and dancing.
Same.
Best time ever.
Best
drunk
time.
Drunk or not.
Best time.
Always.
Always.
So then I'm
huge underground dancer here.
Totally.
Yeah. Like so much ecstasy, so much Special K.
Raves.
Raves. Before they were called raves. So they were like undergrounds, right?
In LA.
They were called undergrounds at the time I was going.
Yeah. Something like mm-hmm. that.
They weren't called raves yet.
Did you have to like find, get them? They were like secret parties.
Yeah.
They were like
secret.
Yeah.
An egg and yeah.
That's like so 90210.
It's so 90210, but it was the most fun I've ever had in my life. And then going to the next party at like 6 a.m. and dancing till like, you know, 1 in the afternoon.
I would go out all night and then I would come home at 6 in the morning and I would be like, Mom, I just don't feel well. I have to go to sleep.
Totally.
And then I'd be like, can I have eggs though? And like once I saw my next door neighbor going to work when I was leaving the rave.
Yeah.
And I pretended that I didn't see him walking down the huge, like, 6th Avenue or something, whatever.
Yeah. So fun.
So fun. So mm-hmm. then I'm in my 30s, and for Valentine's Day, Paul got me. I had mentioned wanting to do adult ballet again.
Mm-hmm.
Paul got me a series of classes with a line ballet method for adult ballet, beginner adult ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Which was at Studio A at the time.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much. I wasn't even like, I remembered a lot, but I wasn't good or anything. I just loved it. It was like my meditation. And then I took at least 3 classes a week all over LA, started doing point again after about a year because I was so thin. I gained so much muscle and then I got pregnant and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But I did love jazz. I found Danny's class to be so much fun. There was another teacher at Studio A. I thought her class was really hard. Danny's isn't that easy.
No, Danny's is doable. So I've been taking from Danny. I've been taking from this woman, Jasmine, who's mm-hmm. unbelievable. And her energy is amazing, but her class is too hard.
Where is
it? It's like so crazy. It's at Live Arts.
Okay.
Yeah. It is like, I tried it twice
and it was hard.
Just like, I felt defeated. Unlike when I leave Danny's class, right. I'm like, it is literally nothing but joy. Like,
right?
It is an hour and a half of pure
totally
fucking joy.
Maybe I'll take a class with you.
Oh my God.
Do you have the jazz shoes that are like black sneakers?
No shoes, which is amazing.
Oh, I have the ones that are like split.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. I wear no shoes.
Okay.
And
in all the classes
mm-hmm. right now, like, you know, there's a couple of times in the routine that we learn, like where I turned left when I should have turned right.
Totally.
But you know what?
Who cares?
We're in the middle of the pack. Like, we're not the worst.
Right.
We're probably the oldest.
Definitely. We're not the worst. No. We're not the best.
No, but like, I'm in there and
yes.
like, it's doable. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, you know, we record the class.
Love it.
And then practice it because we do it again the next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to borrow amazing dancewear, especially for Saturday?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. Wait till you see my stash. This is a whole other podcast.
Oh my God. Like, because I love the thing I love about dance.
The
you
outfits.
Can wear anything.
I know.
You could fucking wear anything. Unlike yoga, you have to wear like, you know, whatever.
And I have leg warmers for days.
Love it. And it's such a gnarly workout.
Yep. Sweating, dripping.
Dripping, but you don't even realize,
don't
which
care.
Is also the same as pickleball, which
interesting.
Is why I love these things because it just doesn't, it's like so much fun. All of it, you have to be just present. And that is what I love about pickleball. That's what I love about yoga.
Dance.
That's what, and I love about dance.
So how did you get introduced to pickleball first and foremost?
Okay. So our mutual friend, Martha, she's the one who introduced me and she was like, you have to come play pickleball. And I was like, not going to be playing anything called pickleball. Thanks. Also hate paddle, racket, sports.
Yeah.
Not my jam.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I denied her.
Right.
And then one day I was just like, you know what? Because it was during the pandemic.
Set aside.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'll go try it. Obsessed.
Like, shut up.
Right away. Because I'm so, like, I'm sure you can imagine, I'm so competitive.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's gross. I'm naturally, like, athletic.
Right.
You know, I just am. And so I was like pretty decent, mm-hmm. like right away.
Really? Is it hard?
It is hard.
What is it?
So there are different levels. Like my family was a tennis family growing up.
Okay.
And I couldn't have been less interested.
Great. Yeah.
Like not interested.
Wish
in
I was.
It. Now I wish I was because yeah. tennis players that transition to pickleball have a huge advantage. Mm-hmm. But there are different levels, like, and that's kind of the fun thing about it is that, you know, you can just kind of play for fun. And mm-hmm. then there's more competitive play, the more skilled you become at it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it started off as just like fun and like just learning. And with me, anything I do, like, I don't want to suck at it.
Yeah.
So I'm like doing my due diligence to learn how to be better at it.
So you go to this pickleball game with Martha and like, did you know everybody there or no?
No. So we played at the time. We just like, they had their own net.
Okay.
And we went to a place with just a group of us. And played with friends. Cause now like there's pickleball everywhere. And you can just show up at a court and just join in, right? But I wouldn't do that with people that I didn't know. I was too nervous. Like, I didn't feel confident in my skill set yet.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Do you do that now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, totally now. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
get
yeah.
there. So you weren't confident. And then after you played with friends at Martha's, were you like, I love this?
I was like, I love this. I'm buying my own paddle.
Okay.
So I bought my own paddle. Like, I got my own gear.
Right.
You know?
Did you get, like, the net?
I didn't get the net because I didn't need the net, but I started watching like, you know, on YouTube, like pickleball stuff.
Okay.
And strategies and different drills that you can do and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a coach, a pickleball coach.
No way. Where'd you find that person?
Like in the community of
people.
I was like, oh my God, that guy's coaching. And I started taking lessons, which helped tremendously just mm-hmm. to understand like the fundamentals of the game.
Right. Mm-hmm. What can you just tell us real quick what the fundamentals of the game are?
So I play doubles. There are singles too, but most people play doubles.
Right.
you play games to 11.
Mm-hmm.
You have to win by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes if it's very competitive, you can, you know, the score can go to 13-15 or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because you have to win by two. You can only score on your serve.
Mm-hmm.
The scoring is a little tricky. It's people like to say that it's the hardest part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Is it bad? It's not badminton.
It's not badminton, but it's like a cross between racquetball, badminton, mm-hmm. and ping pong,
okay.
and tennis. It's kind of like all of that.
So you play with a paddle, with a net, and what is the ball like?
It's a wiffle ball.
Interesting.
It's a wiffle ball.
Is this like a new sport that was invented?
No. So pickleball has been around since, I want to say, the 60s.
Okay.
And it was invented in Seattle by a family. Their dog was named Pickle.
Oh, cute.
So that's how it got its name. I don't know too much.
I love that.
Yeah. It used to be played with wooden paddles, but we've come a long way. There's all these, you know, crazy paddles now. And there's a whole professional pickleball like world.
So you did the coaching, which helped so much.
Yeah, I still do. I still have a coach.
And at a park in Pasadena or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you met other pickleball players.
So it's very much like the fellowship of AA.
Right.
Right. It's people that normally would not mix.
Yeah.
But we have this one thing in common.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met the most awesome people.
Like your current boyfriend.
Including my current boyfriend. Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
Jolie was married when I first met her.
Uh-huh.
She is not today.
I am currently, well, technically, I guess I still
She's separated.
I am in the middle of
a pickleball boyfriend.
I have a pickleball boyfriend.
Which is so, I mean, this thing really changed your life.
It did.
In a great way. I mean.
Yeah, no.
You needed it.
It's great. He's great. I mean, he's not anybody that I would have typically even thought I would date.
Right.
But we are having so much fun.
I love it. Makes me so happy.
He's so cute.
And like you guys both equally, would you say you equally love pickleball?
Yeah. He's a much better player than I am.
Really?
Oh yeah. No, he's like up at the higher. So there's a rating system in pickleball and basically when you reach a 5.0
mm-hmm.
rating, you're pro.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a 4.7. So he's very close.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he's very good. I'm a 3.9. So I still think that's really good. No, it is really good.
Do you guys ever play just the two of you at home, like singles or whatever?
No. But we drill together at home. We drill together at home. You know, we actually used to play together quite a bit, but we started to argue so much.
Aww.
It's not fun.
Totally.
So we there was a period where we couldn't play together at all
because
it was like he was going to murder me and he's so competitive and I could just feel his disappointment. And it was really bad. And to be fair, it's frustrating playing with lower level people. And I know that when I play with lower level people, how irritating it is inside when they miss something a higher level player would have gotten.
Right.
You know, because I have, you know, I've put in the work, I've gotten better. We do play like recreationally together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun and it's fine.
So do you have a partner who's like always your teammate?
I have typically a girl that I play with mm-hmm. in tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's very good. There's a couple girls I play with.
And your tournaments have taken you to places outside of Los Angeles.
Have I played in tournaments?
Didn't you play on a boat?
Oh, yeah, on a cruise. Yeah, there was a pickleball cruise.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I went on this cruise, and it was all based around pickleball. So it was like a lot of people that we play with all went on this cruise where they now on cruise ships have pickleball courts.
Uh-huh.
And we had a tournament.
Oh my God.
And my boyfriend and I took first. We had a trophy.
You did? Wait, you guys played together then?
We played together.
Yep. And we took first on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And where did the cruise go?
Mexico.
And was it super nice and fancy?
Yeah, I mean,
I've never been on a cruise.
It was my first cruise, and let me tell you, I love a cruise.
You do?
I love a cruise.
I'm sure I would too. With like the right people,
best time. I mean, because everything is right there, and I'm inherently lazy.
Yeah.
So, like, it's all just right there.
Imagine our retreat on a cruise.
Oh my God.
It would be the best.
It would be so fun. Yeah.
So on that cruise, the pickleball cruise, did it sort of like feel a little bit like a pickleball retreat or like an AA retreat, like, or not as special?
Probably not as special, to be honest, but it was so fun because every day we played pickleball, we swam, we ate tons of food, we gambled,
you
know, it was, we had a room with a balcony, you know, we smoked cigarettes. You're not supposed to.
Right.
And it,
did you dance? Were there like clubs at night?
There were, but I was in bed.
Right. Totally.
Too old.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, we didn't do like any of the, we just played and swam. There was a spa, so we did like a lot of like steam room and that kind of.
That's so nice. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then we played every day. And then the last, I think it was maybe the second to last day, we had the tournament.
So you went on that cruise and now you just play around LA at different pickleball courts?
Yeah. In Altadena, I play in Altadena. And then I played a court in San Gabriel and I played a court in Pasadena. And then we also have a friend who has pickleball courts in his backyard and we play there also.
Do you have a pickleball outfit?
I have many pickleball outfits.
Talk to me.
This is kind of interesting, maybe. So I have scars all over my legs, right? Mm-hmm. From
drugs.
I was an IV drug user for many years, right? And you start to run out of veins in your legs. In your arms, and you know. So I have a lot of track marks on my legs.
Yeah,
and would never wear skirts or shorts or dress, nothing. Cause I was so embarrassed, you know, partially because sometimes at the wrong angle, it can look like cottage cheese.
Right.
God forbid anybody think I have fucking cottage cheese.
Yeah,
like, I just want to wear a sign that says, no, they're track marks. Like, I'd rather
not
you believe
cottage cheese.
Not cottage cheese, people, track marks. So,
right.
Yeah. And, you know, but playing pickleball like I play in the summer, it's hot. There's no way you can wear pants.
Right.
And I was just like, you know what? I don't care. Like, I've done enough internal work. Like, I am not my legs. I am not
exactly.
my body. And they're part of my, you know, they're a part of like my story, you know, and I have a story.
Yes, you do. They're a part of you.
They are.
Literally.
Yeah, they are.
And
but they don't define me.
Absolutely not.
And so I was just like, you know what? I'm getting some cute like skirts.
Yes. Pickleball skirts.
Yeah.
They're like tennis skirts. I love that.
Yeah. And so I just did. And like,
and do you wear like a tank top or like a polo?
No, not a polo.
Okay.
Yeah. Like little cute, like little,
like this, like a,
yeah, like little like little a, tanks.
These are great. I wear these all summer.
Little tanks, little like, yeah. Just
what about
like,
sweatbands?
I don't wear sweatbands. I don't need them.
Baseball cap.
Yeah, and like it's.
What are the sneakers?
I survived.
Yeah.
Wearing, yeah. It's
oh my
fine.
God! I bet you look amazing. What sneakers are we working with?
There are court shoes.
Okay.
And you know, you go through them pretty fast.
Tell me about them. Yeah. Like point shoes.
Like I wear, K-Swiss makes a court shoe that I really love. And Asics also.
Okay.
And you know, they're like cute sneaks.
And you go through them really fast.
You do because the soles wear out because you're, you know,
is a pickleball court like the same as a tennis court?
Mm-hmm. It's the same surface. It's a smaller court.
Right. So you could wear also shoes that tennis players wear.
Yeah. They're court shoes.
Court shoes. Okay.
Yeah, they're called court shoes. Yeah.
I want to see you in like a sweatband.
I mean, the thing about the sweatband is I have to wear a hat instead.
Right.
Because
I know, 'cause
I'm out in the sun. And also you need something to block the sun because if you look up, you lose the ball. Like, so it's
good point.
Yeah. So I'm always wearing, like, I have a hat that I wear all the time. It's like my boyfriend gave it to me. It's my lucky hat.
Oh, cute. What's
it's an
on
LA,
it?
It's an LA Dodger hat.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's your lucky hat.
It's my lucky hat.
So how often are we playing pickleball now?
Oh, I play pickleball just about every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to reserve court time?
No. You just show up and it's open play. There's like a group of us.
Uh-huh. Has there ever been any beef within the group?
No.
Gossip?
I'm sure.
Just want to know the ins and outs of the scene.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, there's always that one that's like irritating person.
Yeah.
Like trying to coach you when you're playing.
Yeah.
You're like,
Don.
Stop.
We're like, Don,
don't.
Fall back.
Fall back, Don.
Yeah. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. You might need Al-Anon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Consider Al-Anon. Yeah. That's yeah. so funny. So yeah. you just go like usually in the morning?
Late morning.
Okay.
Typically.
Yeah.
So I could work, like I'll work and then I will go play for like 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then come back and work more.
Come back, work, or come back, take a nap.
Right.
Sometimes
because
go
you
play
also
at
cut
night.
Hair. So you have yeah. two jobs.
Yeah.
Would you ever teach coach pickleball?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
No.
But I mean, like, you know, we're always looking for the hustle. But I like that you wouldn't do it.
I don't think I would. I mean, maybe for a friend if they were like, right. you know. But as a...
It seems hard.
As a... Yeah, I just... So I did that with yoga, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I started taking yoga and everybody's like, oh, you should be a teacher. I was like, no. I just want to be a student. Like, I don't want to... And then I started teaching and I love teaching, but then I kind of got burnt out.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because like you can only go so far.
Well, it's a lot of pressure because right. it's not just like showing up and teaching yoga. Like you have to plan your classes and you can't just like, not that I've never winged it. I have.
Right.
But you know,
it's harder when you wing it. And
yeah.
It's, like,
it's not like, I just want to play. Like I love to play.
Right.
It's a different level of patience to mm-hmm. teach. Usually the people that need coaches are very new and you have to have a particular mindset for that. And I don't have it with pickleball. Like I just am too, like, I want to play,
yeah.
I want to win. I want to,
totally.
You know, challenge myself. I want to play better players so I can see if I can hang. Like,
yeah, I respect that. Like, I think that I would like love to teach ballet to like very, very beginner. And nobody has ever been like, you should teach. But people ask me to teach them how to do a craft all the time.
Oh,
how to punch needle.
You
how...
are so crafty.
And I love craftiness.
I cannot believe how much you love crafty. I hate crafting.
But like you thought you would hate pickleball.
Yeah.
You haven't done it with me.
This is accurate.
It's really fun. It's also,
I think I would like to do most things with you though.
Yeah. It's really, I don't do anything that isn't fun.
The thing about crafting, it's so tedious and you have to have this level of patience that I don't know.
No, you don't.
Is within me.
I mean, I'm not like building like boats from scratch.
Yeah.
I don't, I want like,
funny you said boats.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I one day will want to, I want to build a dollhouse and one day I will do that. But because it's time consuming, I have to wait till like retirement.
Yeah. Like I have no desire to build a dollhouse.
But like I build,
but I
or
love
I like
that
paint
you do.
Dollhouse furniture.
Or it's painting.
Instant.
Like I don't have the patience for painting. I love.
It's so quick.
And I also am not good at it. I feel like that's a different part of the brain. Like
yeah.
I'm a extremely physical
right.
person.
Yeah. I really love working with my hands.
Yeah. I work with my hands because I do hair. And that right. is in a way like sculpting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it is like art in that.
Oh, for sure.
In that way.
I mean,
way.
If I could cut hair,
mm-hmm.
just my own hair or like Paul's or Mary's
yeah.
and enjoy doing it.
Right.
Not a career. Just like
a hobby.
I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
cutting
scared.
Hair is hard.
I think it is hard.
Hairstylists make it look easy, but it's tricky. It's like geometry.
It's so
and I hate
hard.
Math.
But you're really good at it. Also, like, you know, I mean, you did go to school for it.
Yeah, twice.
You did?
Yeah, because the first time I went to cosmetology school was I dropped out of high school.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Right.
Deep in my addiction.
Beauty school dropout.
Well, I dropped out of high school and then I went to beauty school.
Right.
But they don't really like you shooting cocaine in cosmetology school.
Mm.
So I finished like most of the hours, but I couldn't complete right. it. But then I was working, assisting at that time
mm-hmm.
on music videos and commercials
wow.
and working in Beverly Hills and, but no license. And then when I got sober this last time, I was like, I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to, you know, like I only had, I think a couple hundred hours to mm-hmm. get my license, but I was like, no, I want to start from the beginning. I'm going to do the whole thing and
nice.
Complete the whole process.
So what would you want to be your hobby?
I have very few regrets in life.
Okay.
But I have always wished I never stopped dancing. Always. Like, right. I watch Dancing with the Stars. Totally. I watch
so dance movies.
Dance.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh.
It's everything.
No.
It's everything.
I had that on VHS, and I literally watched it over and over and over again as a young person.
Same.
We
forced Mary to watch it.
No.
She only likes cartoons. She was crying.
No.
Like, you're going to like it. So, but you're doing it again now.
And I'm doing it again, and it's very recent, and I feel like, oh my God, like, I'm so excited about it. And like, because I'm doing it and I'm not horrible.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God, like I'll just keep going.
You're only going to get better.
I can get better. Like,
it's like you get better when the more you do it, like pickleball,
yeah.
Like even with crafting, I started doing watercolors when I got fired from a job a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could do was sit outside on my balcony, smoke cigarettes and play solitaire.
Right.
And then I remembered that I used to like painting and I used to like art when I was younger, but my parents were very like, you're going to be an artist and she's an artist. And I just felt like self-conscious because I wasn't the best artist.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't want to like disappoint anybody. So I need to find
something else.
And I never really did it again. And then I remembered this felt good. It feels good. I just wanted to like move something with my hands that wasn't writing. I didn't have to think.
Yeah.
And so I started doing watercolors. I don't know. I wasn't doing them the right way. There's no
right way.
No.
Yeah. That's the great thing about art.
There was no books.
No.
I read there. I didn't take lessons.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just really liked it. And then it just kind of like evolved to other things. And I love also thinking of solutions for problems that aren't necessary. Like, I love dollhouse stuff, like mini things.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Right? But it's expensive. Like, I'm not going to like buy all this like mini shit. Like, it does add up. So then I like look up how to make furniture out of household things.
Oh my God.
I made a dollhouse bed out of a sponge, toothpicks, and cardboard.
I love that.
Like, me too.
To me, that is like I hate spreadsheets. And it sounds very similar to me. Like, it doesn't, like, I'm not drawn to do that kind of stuff, but I admire and love people that are like, I love people that love spreadsheets. To me,
I know it is cool. Do it for me. Like, start a spreadsheet.
Oh my God, I hate a spreadsheet.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't either. I hate paperwork. Like, I hate, like, and I think that's why I love so much like dancing and pickle. It's like, cause I don't have to think.
Right.
I'm just using my body and, you know,
right.
I mean, not not strategy, because they're like with pickleball, there's definitely strategy.
And with
there's
dance, there is too.
There is. And there's like
dance, you're in a battle with gravity.
You are. And also, like, I mean, I feel like it's probably really good for dementia because you have to fucking remember.
Right.
And, you know, what I'm experiencing when, you know, we start to come to the portion of class where you're learning the dance, you know, and it's broken down into sections. Like, you learn a section, you do that section, and then you add on to it. And as you add on, I'm like, shit, wait, what did we do in the beginning? Right. So it's like, you really have to.
It's hard. And then the cool thing about that, what gets easier, because that's hard for me too.
Mm-hmm.
And then
learning choreography suddenly, is hard.
You're like, wait a minute, my body knows
my body
what to
remembers.
Do. Muscle memory.
Yeah.
Is there anything fucking cooler? Try to tell me that there's no God and then have muscle memory.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
It's
I know how
really
to remember
fun.
Everything.
It's really satisfying.
And so that's the thing that you wanted to want to do, and now you're doing it. Is there anything you would love to want to do? You just know you'll never do it.
No. My life is full. Mm. And in a great way. Like, I have so many like things that fill my spirit in my life, you know, between AA and the work I do there, you know, my relationship, like my friends,
right.
My family, my, you know, the things that I enjoy doing, like I'm doing all of it. There was a period in my life where, you know, because of the relationship I was in, I wasn't able to do things that I wanted to do because he was very threatened by anything that didn't include him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love about my relationship now is that there is so much autonomy. right? That there's so really much autonomy, so much like, go do, you know,
that's
there's
everything.
Not, yeah. There's not like, where were you?
Right.
Like, who are you with? You know, there's none of that, which I
trust.
Oh my God. I've never had that.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful to just have like free reign to do what I want without like some weird attitude or weird energy coming at me because of anything. Being able to go and do this dance stuff that doesn't include my boyfriend and him just being like, you know, make sure you get a video, like watch the video, you know, and like just encouraging me is really, it's really nice.
When I would come back from my dance classes and we would learn a combination, Paul would always ask to see.
Yeah.
Which is like,
it's so cute.
It was so cute. And sometimes I couldn't remember. And other times if he didn't ask, I'd be like, wait, can I show you the combination? It was so fun.
Yeah.
And he would love it and clap and like,
no, it's so cute. Yeah. It's really fun. So I'm
so glad
having the time of my life.
And so like, if there's something that you really, really wanted to do, you probably would eventually do it.
Like,
And so if there was a day where I was like, you were like, I hate crafts. And I was like, just try it with me. You would.
I would.
I'm not going to make you do anything. I'm just saying.
No,
I'm in my back pocket.
I see what you're, I'm picking up what you're dropping down.
Like everything, it's only fun when you want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try just about anything. It's in my DNA.
Totally.
I know. You know?
When I first started this podcast, I called it Filling the Void because I was like, I'm filling my void with hobbies, right? But then I learned what the void really was and how we don't have a void. Mm-hmm. When you first hear the phrase out of context of AA, filling the void, like, or in the context, like, what is it?
Yeah.
Are you immediately now? I'm like, there is no void.
Right. No. I mean, when I hear that filling the void, what I hear is like, what am I lacking?
Right.
What do I feel like I'm lacking that I need to put
add. In my experience with Jolie and all the friends that I have in my spiritual program, we're not lacking anything. If anything, we have too much.
Well, it's like
ego.
The you know, the God-sized hole that feels like, you know,
it's empty.
That feels empty. Right. It's like this extreme self-centeredness.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much emphasis on me. It makes me feel empty.
Right.
Right. So when I become other-centered, right, I see that like, oh, like that fills my spirit. Like,
right.
So just, I mean, filling the void is like doing things that fill my spirit with, you know, with joy.
Totally.
Or, you know, with that are positive, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
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 And not about me sitting and blaming the entire world for like getting fired, but like being present somewhere else and not really thinking about me at all because I'm in the game, because I'm on the dance floor. I don't have time.
No. And like that carries over, you know, like the feeling that I experience there, the joy that I experience there, it carries over coupled with a lot of altruistic work.
Right. Yes.
You know,
of course.
So when you live a life where you understand that your troubles are coming from you and not at you.
Yes.
Right. That's a different way of living. I used to live as if our troubles are coming at us. But when you really start to see that, like, oh, they're coming from me.
Yeah. I know.
You know, that in and of itself is living in it on it, having a different experience in
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
And then just doing things that bring me joy and happiness and finding people in the world that are on that same path. And, you know,
there's really nothing better than like finding your people,
your tribe,
your tribe.
Yeah. You're my tribe.
I know. And I only, you know, I just have to say in closing, like, I mean, I don't even have to say this, but like, I really didn't think that like I would have joy in my life or that I could be, I thought I would have moments of joy. Mm-hmm. Right. And I thought, that's all anybody got.
Yeah.
And you can't have joy without having pain and there's a balance and blah, blah, blah. Of course, that's true. But to live in a place of joy with moments of pain is how I live now.
Right.
Which is fucking dope. And I didn't really do anything.
Right.
I didn't try.
Thank God.
Thank God. I had to stop trying.
Yeah.
So for anybody listening, stop trying.
That's right.
And all right, well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
If you want to hang out with Jolie. You can meet her at the pickleball court in Pasadena.
Or on the dance floor.
Or on the dance floor, but like, or at AA.
Or at
AA. But you have to talk to me and I'll let you know what meeting to go to.
Cause that's right.
We don't, they're not all the same.
No, they're not. We have a good book study.
Yeah, we have the best.
That's good. Yeah.
You can reach out to me privately through something.
Something.
DM. I don't know. I love you.
If you liked our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend. Filling the Void is a production of the Irios Network. Episodes are produced, engineered, and edited by Alex Paul. Original song by Michael Cassidy. Powered by Acast.
Irios.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.